Kuiper Belt Productions presents Kingdom by Phil McMurtry. Episode 7. Now that Cleopatra and Mark Antony have been convinced of Robert and Kimberly's good intentions, the next item on their agenda is the preparation and harvesting of the designer babies and the creation of the super army.
Dan, how are the plans for the designer babies coming along?
I believe that we're on the right track.
Okay, can you tell me more?
Well, we hit a couple of problems early on. There were some unforeseen limits to strength and mental capability with versions 1 and 2. They were little more than humanoids. We could apply exterior control, give them orders they could obey, but they couldn't think for themselves.
Not so good.
No. So I have had to re-engineer and synthesize a new type of DNA, which is especially powerful, both from a physiological and psychological perspective. And as we speak, version 3 is just about complete. These will be truly superhuman in all ways.
Smarter than us, hey?
Yes. Their IQs would be 100 times better than ours. It's been programmed into their genes.
Surely they can then outsmart us, Dan. What happens then? How would that scenario be safely contained to protect the rest of civilization as we know it?
I'm not entirely sure how to contain this phenomenon, although I have a couple of ideas of my own.
This is why we must produce the super army anywhere, here and now, in the future.
I think I understand, Rob.
I hope you do, because I'd like you to design a self-destruct button within their own software, which they will be unaware of. Should they manage to override the software constraints and become inquisitive and independent and try to get back here to the future, then they will need to be destroyed. I absolutely insist about this, Dan. I am sorry.
But, Rob, isn't this going over the top?
Dan, sorry. I'll say no more on this risk analysis topic. That's what I'm paying you for now. Please, just do it this way.
All right. What I can ensure, right from the off, is that if any of them try to time travel without authority, they will self-destruct. Will that solve the problem?
Great. That makes me very happy.
Well, at least one of us is happy, Rob.
Right. How long to perfect the self-destruct algorithm?
That's going to take a few weeks, but we're not in any sort of mad rush, are we?
I just wanted to get it all sorted. I am just being the interested boss.
Indeed. Aren't we supposed to be discussing the distraction plans for Augustus?
Yes, we must. Now, because we can't teleport further back in time beyond the Battle of Actium, we have to find a means of delaying Augustus back in 30 BC, at least until we can get the super soldiers to Cleopatra and Mark Antony from where we are building them in the desert.
Well, Rob, I think I have the solution. Now, this should be very interesting. I've spent a few months producing a virtual digital army which can be teleported in time. It's based on version 1 of the super soldiers. These are cheap to produce, easy to control, and simple to teleport.
I thought version 1 was not up to scratch.
Not quite good enough to defeat a legionnaire, but we can just about produce enough to keep Augustus's legions busy for the 4 years it will take to produce version 3. Augustus and his generals will have to take them seriously, as long as we can throw enough at him. And we can, without it affecting the super army schedule.
Can I see them?
Of course. Follow me into the 3D holographic studio. Well, what do you think about this?
That's amazing! They look so intimidating! Those war horns, they are so mean-looking. And the sound from them, wow! How will it work?
We'll drop them somewhere south of Rome, out in the Italian countryside. That will wrongfoot Augustus, because he won't know how they arrived there without being noticed, or where they're from. He'll be furious and intensely curious. It'll take him a while to decide what to do. And every day we delay and confuse him is a day he won't be able to move against Egypt.
How about Augustus's legions already on their way to Egypt?
We have enough virtual soldiers ready to force Augustus to recall these legions. he'll fear for the safety of himself and Rome. To attack Mark Antony in Egypt, he will first have to defeat this new army. We can continually replace our losses, no matter how many we lose, so that Augustus will never win.
Sheer genius! Well done!
We'll be ready to launch by the end of this week. I'm glad you like their intimidating physique. Plus, they're all over 6'4" and have armor which would make them top of a prison warlock team. Do you like their facial scars too? Their distorted warhorn sounds will travel for many kilometers. Nothing like a bit of build-up, eh?
Perfect. That should thoroughly confuse Augustus.
It certainly will.
1 week later, Dr. Scott begins teleporting the virtual army back to 30 BC, to a point in time just before the legions of Augustus are about to embark on their voyage to Egypt. Once organized, they begin a slow march and arrive within a few days at the outskirts of Rome. Their war horns announce their presence, and inside Rome, panic sets in. In the Emperor's palace, Augustus is with his two sons and has summoned General Marcus Vipsanius Agrippa.
Gaius, Lucius, has Marcus Vipsanius Agrippa arrived yet?
No, Father, not yet. I'm hearing some very strange news, though. It appears that a gargantuan and hostile army has gathered around Rome. The word has it that it has surrounded Rome. They appeared from the south, but no one knows from where, nor what their purpose is. Though I fear they will not be friendly.
Yes, yes, so I hear. I need to speak to my general now. Where is he? How about you, Lucius? Have you seen him?
I saw him in the courtyard speaking with the quartermasters. If you go out there now, you might just be able to catch him. Here he is.
Marcus! Marcus!
My Lord Emperor?
Marcus, thank God you are here.
What is it, Augustus? You look all agitated and bothered.
I have very bad news. There is an army, a huge army on a monumental scale, marching towards Rome, and we're now surrounded.
My lord, is this some kind of joke? I've known you for a long time, but this is rather extreme.
No joke. Follow me. Look, there, over there.
In the name of Jupiter! Majesty, you are correct. Look at all the people. They are in panic. But the army, it is just stationary. What are they doing? They are just all staring at Rome.
Gather all our legions. Not just the ones here in Italy, but all the ones scattered all over the Republic. We will need to withdraw our attack of Egypt. Mark Antony and Cleopatra shall live for another day. But in the meantime, we need to sort this mess out and protect Rome. We must leave the bare minimum in all our occupied territories. Go! Go now! Sort this out, Marcus.
I will place what legions I have around the perimeter of Rome, but it will take a few days to organise all of them. That's the best I can do.
So do it!
So long as that army is stationary, they are not attacking us. Let us not antagonise them. I will pull all the legions throughout the Empire back to Rome as a matter of extreme urgency. It will take some weeks. This is not going to be easy.
A few days? A few weeks? We may only have less than half a day before they attack. You must do better than that. You need to muster up some courage and inform the 17 legions to move the fastest that they have ever moved in their entire lives. You need to get the fastest horses for your messenger boys to ride on.
I am on it, Majesty.
Messengers are dispatched by the fastest routes across the empire, east to Macedonia and Greece and on into Asia Minor, and north and west to Gaul and Hispania and to Germany along the Rhine.
Lord General, I have urgent messages for you from Augustus. I am instructed to ask you to read them and carry out the instructions with immediate effect.
Well, pass it over, man. Hurry up. I don't have all day. Gemellus here. Read it out.
Greetings. Blah, blah, blah.
By Jupiter, sir, I don't believe it. We are all ordered back to Rome forthwith. Rome is under attack. She's been surrounded by a foreign army.
But this is impossible. You, messenger, who sent you? You can't be from Rome. You're some kind of enemy. You are working for the enemy.
No, sir. I have ridden long and...
No, General. This is a sealed scroll with the symbol of the eagle from the palace in Rome. It's real enough.
An army surrounding Rome? God's above us. What else does it say?
It goes on, blah, 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 foreign army. If this instruction is ignored, then we should be deemed traitors by Augustus and be sentenced to death.
By the gods, where's this army come from and who will look after the occupied territories while we are in Rome?
It simply orders us to leave the bare minimum of fighting men behind and return to Rome immediately. Jupiter protect their souls.
Madness! And it definitely states that we are to leave immediately.
Sir, you must leave by sunrise tomorrow morning.
Let us hope the gods watch over us.
And as the legions to the west are informed and begin to make their way back to Rome, Augustus and Marcus Vipsanius Agrippa are laying their plans to defeat this enemy army.
How many do we have in our legions at the moment?
We have slightly less than the enemy, Majesty. We have 90,000, so it is very close. But I don't understand. Who are they? Where are they from? It's been weeks now, and they have just set up camp outside Rome. They are doing nothing. It just doesn't make sense. I have sent heralds to talk with them, and they are simply turned away. Majesty, I don't know how to say this, but, well, I sense something evil about this.
We don't have time to speculate. They must have their own reasons for not attacking. We need to attack them first and get them off on the wrong foot.
No, Majesty. We do not have the numbers. We cannot match them. For the moment, we must fight defensively. It doesn't feel right. They outnumber us. Why haven't they attacked us? I would, if I were in their position. I would have attacked long ago. Something is not right. What do they want? We should try to talk to them again.
No. No compromise, no discussions. We are Rome, and we will annihilate them. Let's just get on with the battle. I want all our legions to be ready by the week's end.
As you wish, my lord. We are outnumbered, but I shall speak with the legions.
And so, 5 weeks after the virtual army arrives, the fighting begins. After a few more weeks, Augustus' legions manage to clear a path to the north of Rome, which allows reinforcements and supplies to reach the beleaguered city. The legions from the north arrive and are put into the battle. Months pass, and neither side is winning. Augustus remembers what Marcus originally said, and they still do not know the origin of their enemy. They interrogate a captured officer from the virtual digital army.
Bring the prisoner here.
You stand before the Emperor of Rome.
What is your name, soldier? Speak. What are your intentions? What is your name?
Where are you from? Don't make this difficult upon yourself. Do you wish to be tortured? If you don't speak, we shall cut off your head. Speak up, soldier.
Octavian from the 2nd Legion. Make him fight you.
Octavian draws his sword, and he confronts the soldier by making some threatening sword moves, but the soldier does not flinch.
This cannot be natural, Majesty. He does not fight. I fear there is sorcery amongst us, an evil kind of magic. Perhaps Mark Antony and Cleopatra have placed a spell upon this army, upon the dead.
Octavian, kill him.
We can beat them individually, Lord. Collectively, we make gains to begin with, but always, from somewhere, they receive reinforcements, and we are driven back again. They appear to have unlimited reserves from where we do not know.
What hope do we have, Marcus, of ultimate victory?
We are holding our own, Lord. as long as we continue to do so, well, they will not defeat us. I'm raising new legions in Gaul and Hispania, and we shall see. So we go on.
Time after time I've been searching my mind. Only God knows who I am. What did I do so wrong? Didn't we get along back then? Suddenly my life is changing. My heart's not the same.
Time will go slow. It's cold in the snow.
For the next 3 years, the Virtual Army and the Legions of Rome remain locked together in an unwinnable war. And somewhere in the Egyptian desert, 2,000 kilometres to the south of the battle outside Rome, Robert and Kimberly are conducting the final survey of the Super Soldier facility.
Kim, could you please check the status of the quantities in the maturity scan of the DNA?
Okay, Rob. Miracle, how are we doing today?
Hi, Kim. I'm fine, thanks. And yourself? Are you enjoying the Egyptian sun 3,000 years before you were even born?
Well, to be honest, it's a little too hot for my taste. I prefer to bathe under our aircon units.
I'm sure your skin cells agree with you as well.
Indeed, Miracle.
How can I be of assistance to you?
Please verify the quantities and status of the 1 million specimens.
To date, exactly 1 million specimens are in the storage pod area. Out of the 1 million specimens, 87% have matured into full superhuman specimens. All of the electronic diagnostics have been checked. There is currently a lag of 13% and they should be ready in 62 days. Also, they have all been pre-programmed and their algorithms all recognise who their enemies are as of 3, 2, 1, now.
Thanks, Miracle. That'll be all for the time being. And thanks for the further updates as well. That's all going perfectly to plan.
In the Egyptian capital, several hundred kilometres to the north of the facility, Cleopatra and Mark Antony are at last planning their attack on Augustus and his Roman army.
So what do you have in mind, though, for that heinous individual, Augustus? A brief overview should do. Please don't bore me.
Well, it's so overt, really. It's hard to tell you without smirking a little, my love. We'll travel by sea from the port of Alexandria. Our new ships can each take up to 500 men or 200 horses. We'll surround the entire Roman coastline. Augustus will be taken by surprise, because all he can see is the war he has been fighting and not winning for the past 4 years. I have word from friends of mine that he is trying to build up his army and navy, but he never manages to. Then, my sweetness, we will land, march on Rome, and annihilate Augustus.
When do you leave?
90 days, if the gods remain with us. We're going to change the course of history forever, and for the better, and oust these evil autocrats and noblemen. And then, a new Roman Republic will be ruled by me, and you, my love, of course. The two of us will rule the whole world. Makes me feel tired to think about it, but it will be worth it.
Splendid, my darling, splendid.
Back in the desert to the south, deep within the desert facility, a pair of the newly formed super soldiers have started a conversation.
Soldier, what is your ID?
B950852938.
Wow, you're even fresher than I am. When were you released from the pods?
10 days ago, soldier. You?
60 days ago. I was in batch number 857. Are all your electronic systems up and running?
All diagnostically checked and up and running. I have my sights on our enemy, Augustus, based in Rome in the Roman Empire, and his weak armies with their feeble armoury. We are travelling by ship, right?
That's correct. I'm glad we don't need all that motivational rubbish that armies normally get. It saves a lot of time. It shouldn't take too long to run to the port of Alexandria from our facility desert location. It's only 200 kilometres away. A day and a bit by foot, and that's taking it easy.
There is the temptation to do it in just a single day, but we are leagues ahead of Augustus and his armies anyhow, so I'm guessing a few more hours are not going to make any difference. What's your IQ?
350. 75 higher than yours, but you should get an update in the next couple of days or so, and you'll be up to the full 350. It's an amazing feeling being so intelligent. Food and liquids all okay?
All good. Should be able to last me for more than a year, but there's plenty of supply in case I need to restock it.
Yeah, same. Do you see that 150-kilogram mannequin over there? Show me what you have to defeat it.
The soldier runs over to the mannequin, lifts it up like a bag of sugar, knees it in the abdomen and breaks its neck in less than a second, using 14 simultaneous forms of martial arts.
I was a bit slow, don't you think?
Be honest. You were just playing with it, weren't you? You should have shown me what you're capable of. I would have shown you.
Perhaps, when we are in battle, even though I am a woman, I am as physically strong as a man. Us females got there in the very end.
I hope the Romans surrender as soon as we confront them. It will reduce the number of deaths considerably. But if they don't and confront us again, we shall crush them again. So they had better be quick learners.
We can always ask them, but it is up to them to surrender. That is beyond our control, unfortunately. If they do surrender, then Rob and Kim will probably reprogram us.
Right, time to go. Come on then, B950-852-938. Let's give Augustus hell, shall we?
Okay, B857-823634. Let's not overdo it on day one, though.
A million soldiers leave the facility in the Egyptian desert and head towards the port of Alexandria using their onboard electronic integrated navigation system.
Look at all of those ships. Isn't it a spectacular sight?
Amazing the way everyone knows exactly which ship to board without any further instruction. Isn't programming wonderful? It's all just perfect synchronization, just like an army or a navy should be.
And everyone's swords glistening in the rays of the sun. It's truly a brilliant sight. Let's jump aboard.
Okay.
The two soldiers now march across the wooden quayside with 498 other soldiers and begin walking up the gangplank.
Depending upon the wind's direction, this could take us between a couple of days and a week to sail to the Roman Republic across the Mediterranean. It's approximately 1,500 kilometres to the nearest land point. Rome is some further 500 kilometres, and the north is a further 500 kilometres. Absolutely no sweat, assuming there are no storms, etc. There, do you see it? There's land.
I'm getting more and more excited with every metre we are progressing forward. Soon we'll be on the beaches.
That's Sicily. Isn't it beautiful?
A shame blood is going to have to be shed, though.
Augustus should surrender.
It's his only choice.
High on a Sicilian cliff overlooking the sea, Titus Lucio, a retired centurion, and his wife Cassia are tending the fields of their clifftop farm.
My back is really hurting now, my lovely. Sowing these seeds. Damn those slaves. They never do it properly. It's never ending. I could do with a glass of wine to wash down my bread. How about you?
Oh, stop complaining. We're nearly done. Then we'll trade those two useless slaves. What is that?
What is what?
There, out at sea.
I don't see anything.
No, not there. You and your eye can't see anything there. Is that... Oh, my. It can't be. That looks like...
Oh, by Hades. Those are ships, and there are a lot of them. My goodness, we must raise the alarm. Quick!
Hurry, Titus. They must be less than a quarter of a day away. You ride to the garrison, and I'll start those lazy slaves packing, and we'll join you at the fort.
We're here. Look at those magnificent cliffs and that stunning beach. It's only days before we shall all be in Rome.
And that is, if we take it easy.
Here, help me furl the sails and drop the anchor. I can't wait to see their terrified faces.
Yeah, me too.
The alarm is raised across Italy. Augustus now knows that a vast and superior enemy navy flying the flag of Egypt, with Mark Antony in command, has anchored off every beach around the coast of Italy. And once disembarked, they are fast approaching Rome.
Damn Cleopatra and Mark Antony! Where are they? I wish I could behead them both. If I could only get my hands upon them. As I hear from our intelligence reports, this is their army and their doing. Marcus, what are we going to do about it?
Well, we must pray that they are willing to negotiate with us. This is the second magical army we have seen. Perhaps, if they are the same, we may be able to defeat them eventually. But if not, we must work towards finding their weak points.
That is a good idea. While our agents seek to discover this, we will ask them face to face what their intentions are before we go into battle with them.
I shall set up a meeting immediately.
Marcus meets with Cleopatra and Mark Antony on the plain of Mars, just outside the walls of Rome.
Cleopatra, Mark Antony, a pleasure as always. I'm surprised Egypt can do without you. Surely the consumption of grapes and wine must have dropped catastrophically.
My dear Marcus, general now, who'd have thought it? And as diplomatic as ever. You seem to have mislaid that body slave of yours. You remember, the one that catered for your needs. All of them.
Perhaps, Majesty, you have come to Rome to where the latest medicine will assist the birth of your bastard son.
No, no, Roman. We just want you out. Out from your stronghold. Out of Rome. It won't take us long to do it once we start. But we offer you one choice and one choice only. Surrender and the lives of your legions shall be spared. We have 1 million well-trained fighters.
I cannot. I am not authorised to surrender. And why would we? To you? A pair of rebels with 1 million troops? To a trick? I think not.
You seem like a noble man, Marcus. If you and Augustus surrender to us, you might spend the rest of your life relaxing in your country house with your slaves.
I don't think so. Mark Antony in power, a liar and a traitor. He is a treacherous rebel and should burn in the depths of fire when he is dead.
I guess he doesn't like me then.
Like should be replaced with hate, Mark Antony. You are the scum of the soil. Worse! I've done enough talking. I shall report back to Augustus what your intentions are. Cleopatra, Mark Antony, we are at war.
The Roman army now advances against the superhuman army and are immediately overpowered and slaughtered. It takes less than an hour for the first legion to surrender. Augustus throws more legions into the attack, but eventually they too begin to surrender. For the first time, the power of Rome is cracking. Within a day, the superhuman army have captured Rome, as if it were a practice run. Augustus is taken alive and held prisoner, along with other nobles and senators. Those who are captured after refusing to surrender are executed. Finally, after the battlefield has fallen silent, Augustus is led in chains before Robert, Kimberly, Cleopatra, and Mark Antony.
Imperator, Caesar, Divi, Filius Augustus, blah blah, it does go on a bit. You are charged with treason against the Roman Republic. Oh, and for refusing to surrender to your superiors. That's me, in case you are wondering. By all means, plead not guilty, if you think it will make a difference. Do you have anything to say in relation to the charges?
Treason, you say? Well, you would see defending Rome from a renegade and his mistress and the black magic they invoked as treason. It was my duty, but you call it treason. Well, you have to, I suppose. I was defending Rome, not seeking to overthrow it. The only regret I have is that the blood of so many good Romans has been spilt to assuage your desire to become emperor.
Is that it? Well, then it does rather appear as if guilty is the only reasonable inference we can draw, you see. You're therefore sentenced to death. Of course, it will be carried out in 42 sun and moon cycles from now. Guards, take the prisoner away. But don't be too accommodating to him.
Enough! Stop!
Just take him to the dungeon. You are marking the courtyard with the blood of an emperor. Have some consideration.
Kip, what are you doing? Why are you interfering? It's their battle, not ours.
You're not enjoying this, surely, Rob.
He deserves everything he gets.
Well, he's at a slight disadvantage, wouldn't you say? You know, thousands of years ahead. People from the future equipped with superior technology crushing his primitive world.
Whose idea was this again?
Mine, this is true. But I don't like to see him suffer now. And so shouldn't you. I'm going to have a bath now.
You do that.
Come on, me old emperor. Pick those feet up, or you'll feel a taste of the lash.
That was the first time I've almost felt sorry for him.
Really? The higher they climb, the greater they fall, my friend. And he has fallen from the highest of heights. Must be bruising.
Bruised? I'd say he's been executed in his mind. He's dead already.
Comes to us all in the end. In you go. There's a good emperor.
In episode 7 of Kingdom by Phil McMurtry, you heard Michael Tanzer as Robert Pine, Rebecca Barraclough as Kimberly Pine, and Thomas Horton as Dr. Daniel Scott. The parts of Augustus and Super Soldier 1 were taken by Bob Finch, and those of Super Soldier 2 and Miracle, the computer, by Emma Finch. Marcus Agrippa Vipsanius was played by Christopher Sheldrick, the messenger boy was played by Tristan Sheldrick, and other parts were taken by members of the cast. The narrator was Alec Newman. Studio production was by Phil McMurtry, and the programme was directed by Robert Finch. This has been a Kuiper Belt production.